Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Amazon podcast, your weekly blueprint for explosive success. I'm Carlos Alvarez, full-time successful Amazon seller and organizer of the largest Amazon seller meetup group in the world. Let's do this. Welcome to the Wizards of Amazon podcast, where we cover all things private label. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. On today's show, I have a new amazing friend, Alina Vlaik from AZ Rank. Alina, what's up?
How are you? Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Did I get the last name right?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. Long time no speak.
Of course. A couple of days now.
Too long. For listeners that were not fortunate enough to be part of your presentation, you presented via Zoom since you're in Romania right now and our group's in Miami and COVID and everything going on. You presented on Zoom to our group. Absolutely amazing presentation. When it comes to ranking, I thought I knew everything and I learned a few things, which I hope to cover in this episode. Just AZ Rank's an amazing company and you're brilliant. So I had to invite you to the show almost immediately thereafter.
Thank you so much. You're making me nervous already.
Good. That's the opposite of my job. You were also going to be a speaker on Online Seller Cruise, which unfortunately was going to go January 31st from Port of Miami, and that's canceled. We hope to be rescheduling that cruise the following January. And Alina, if I'm not mistaken, we met or we were connected. We've not met in person yet, have we?
We haven't.
We have not. Okay. So we met two friends of mine, actually. One of them, Bradley Sutton from Serious Seller Podcast, another brilliant, brilliant seller. And he just messages me and he's like, you've got to meet this person. Like, you've got to connect with this person. And you've done a lot of amazing stuff with Helium 10 and Serious Seller Podcast and some case studies. And my other friend, Noemi Bolojang, she was just on me every single day. Like, you got to meet this person. You got to meet this person. So here we are. We met and it's been amazing. And now I count you as a friend as well. And here we are on the podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Alina, for listeners that don't know you yet, about yourself and AZ Rank, how can you share a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course. I'm a seller too. I've started this amazing journey called Amazon a couple of years ago. I think first contact was end of 2016, beginning of 2017. I started selling in Amazon UK and Amazon Europe because I'm from Romania and I currently live here. Me and my husband decided to move to the country of all possibilities to do private label. We did a wholesale model here in Europe, and then we did a private label in USA, which was dreadful and a big failure as a product. But it was one of the greatest experiences for me as a person, because that was the moment when I started really understanding and learning what Amazon means. Because I'm very like determined. I'm a Scorpio
I'm a Scorpio.
You are. Yeah. Well, so you know what I mean. I couldn't just leave things like that. So I've started learning a lot and trying to really get to understand this business. It's doing well right now. I'm not a very big seller, just six figure if we talk figures. And at the same time, I've founded AZ Rank, which is my baby. And there was a lot of work put into it. We've come to a really great job. I can say that we do a really good job. There's a whole team working for this, and we have a lot of sellers whom we've helped and come to us as a partner and not just a service provider, which is the most important thing at the end of the day, in my opinion.
Awesome. Alina, I want to unpack AZ Rank and get into the specifics of that as a service first. But before that, you launched an initial product. Can we give it a nickname, or you're not still selling that product, right? The one that
I'm not selling it, and I'm going to tell everyone it was a milestone blanket.
A milestone blanket.
Yes.
Okay. So you launched this milestone blanket. It didn't go at all like you thought. Perhaps the category, if I'm thinking that category correctly, was beyond saturated.
Yes.
What does AZ Rank, come to being there because you needed a solution to try to re-rank or be successful with this product or the next one? Or is this something that just came about completely unrelated to this first unsuccessful launch?
I would say a little bit of both, actually, because what can I say? The first couple of months, I didn't know, or maybe I knew, but I didn't want to accept it, that this product was not going to work. So I tried everything, like everything that I could possibly do and everything that I knew at that point and could have learned. This means Facebook ads, ManyChat, contacting influencers, Instagram, giveaways on Instagram, a lot of stuff I tried to do for that product and build an audience and so on. And at one point, I just realized that, okay, this is it. I have to get rid of it, the inventory that I have. But on this road, on this trip that brought me there, which took like, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, I've met a lot of people and I've tried, of course, I did Search Find Buy with other services at that point for my product, several campaigns, let's say, trying to see if it's working or not. And at the same time, myself, I was personally contacting influencers on Instagram, on Facebook, trying to convince them to promote the product. It was basically still a search find buy, but with the other implication as well. And that's how I started to build what AZ Rank was at the beginnings. A very small community, a few dozens of persons with whom I've personally gotten in contact with, and that was the first step. So that's why I say it's a little bit, it was a need, but the need, the result of the need came a little after the okay. final decision.
Right. And so AZ Rank now, is it fair to describe it as a coordinated community of buyers, or?
No, AZ Rank is a company that does services. We help sellers with ranking on several platforms, which we'll probably go into later. But the core thing of our major asset, let's say, it's the community, because, or the communities, there are several. So without the communities, we wouldn't be able to provide the quality ranking that the sellers need.
So can you explain a little more about these communities? Like how do you build them? Do they each have a name?
A name, yes, they have a name, but I won't share it.
Sure.
Yes, we. So everything. There are certain ways that these communities are built. I'm sure you're well aware, because you have quite some communities of your own. But what we do and what I still do at this point, and I like to think that I'm going to do it for a long time for now, I try to get inside the community only people who are trustworthy and reliable, and we can do our job using them properly. I don't do like Facebook ads to go and promote, I don't know, whatever. There are a lot of tricks out there to bring people in. I don't do that. We have a team of people who are in charge of getting these people through connections, through invitations, friends of a friend's recommendations, and so on. So basically, each and every one comes to us for a reason. And what I think it's really good is that they come to us and we don't go to them. So they really want to be there. There are a lot of things. I didn't mention this on the presentation, but I'm going to tell you now because I just remember this. There are a lot of things we use our communities for. For example, several times we did, and we're still doing actually, kind of a Pikfu split testing, like showing real people two sellers from product. Two photos from a new product. The seller just wants to know which one.
So sort of, if you have, say, a community that's focused on kitchen and dining, and kitchen and cooking, that sort of thing, and then you have a seller who wants to get feedback on some images on their listing, you'll mm-hmm. be able to do a similar to Pikfu comparison with that community. Is that yes. correct? Oh, yes. That's really powerful. I'm a Pikfu power user and have been for a long time. That sort of comparison with real people is very, very powerful. Yeah, it just saves you a ton of money. I'm gonna ask you a question. What do you think is more important, product sourcing or ranking?
Wow, this is a
I want to throw one. It off. Just go ahead. There's no right or wrong answer here. Product sourcing or ranking? Or put another way, if I source something wrong and I do a bad job at sourcing, so I pick a bad product, what are my chances of you know, coming to you or anyone else for that matter and wanting to rank this?
I can get you ranked, so that's solved.
Okay.
The problem is, are you going
to... I love it. You said solved. It's solved. I love that. Talk about confidence. Go ahead. Okay, finish your thought though. So you can get it ranked. That's solved. What?
The problem is your product going to convert? Sorry? I think I lost you for a second.
No, that's okay. So the ranking is solved.
Yeah.
Once you've ranked the product, then what?
Then that's the main question, in my opinion. Is it going to convert? To stick, yeah. And basically to convert. I mean, if the product was wrongly sourced, or if the category is too crowded or too competitive, is it going to convert? I mean, do you have any chance with that? I think at the end of the day, if I have to choose one of this, I would choose ranking, because there are tricks, but white tricks, not blacks, that you can do with that product. Maybe improve the photos, maybe make it a little better and try to convince. But if you're not ranked, then nobody sees you and so on.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I wanted to throw it at you. Can you explain how AZRank ranks a product? Because you mentioned white hat a second ago, black hat. I'm an very, very, you know, white hat seller. I mean, pushing limits is healthy, so I definitely operate in the gray. When I first started, I did black hat stuff, but that as my business became an actual business, my risk tolerance really just disappeared for anything, you know, black hat in my business. But you brought it up. You said white hat and black hat. So talk to me about how does AZ rank? Like, what ranking techniques are you using, and are they all white hat?
We're in the gray area as well. You named it very well, and I haven't thought about it like this with pushing the limits, but I think it's really a great definition for what we do. The boundary between gray and black, in my opinion, with what we do is reviews. The minute this service is transformed into a service that focuses only on reviews, and every purchase, every order is finalized with review, then it's black, and we don't do that. In a few words about the how we do ranking, let me try to be concise here. So we actually build the ranking plans for the sellers coming to us. You don't need to know exactly what keywords do you want to go for. I mean, of course, it's great if you do, but if you don't, we can help you. We do our own keyword research, and we can help you with some suggestions and some arguments. Of course, why do we think that a keyword is the one to choose, or those keywords? We start small, slow, with small keywords, and trying to build a natural growing, trend for the product. If I get a campaign or a client comes to me and says, okay, I want 100 units, I'm not going to give it 10 per day for 10 days, because I don't think it's the right way to do it. I'm going to start like 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 12, depending on the keyword, on the niche, competition, and so on. That's one of the most important thing I would mention here. We've developed a lot of additional services that are also in the gray. This means combining search find buys, regular search find buys, with add to carts, simple add to carts, but using the same keywords. I mean, on this keyword today, I'm going to do 2 purchases and 3 add to carts, different people. Then we do different ways of ranking using special URLs, a combination of different URLs in order to get there, share links directly from the Amazon product page. What else do we do? We do outside traffic.
How's the outside traffic working? Like you're running Pinterest, no, Facebook ads, or
no? We're just doing, for example, we have several Facebook pages and a couple of YouTube channels, general channels and general pages that can be posted, different things on them.
And these are channels that you control that are created pretty much to support the communities that you've created.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. That's interesting.
We just use them as an interface. I mean, you come to me and you're telling me I have this garlic press. I want to do your multi-ranking strategies with it. I'm going to make a comment or a post or something on YouTube, on one of my channels, and then I'm going to go to make a post on Facebook and say on one of my pages, or it can be on your page if you have a Facebook page for that brand, and you say, hey, I've just launched this amazing garlic press. It's pink and it has sparkling gems on it. You have to have it. Go here on this link and get it. That link is a special URL link that we do with a keyword inside. And we purchase doing the search find by, but using these links from the posts I've mentioned before. So everything is going to be a mixture. In one day, we're going to have 5 orders. One comes from Facebook, one comes from Amazon directly search find by, one comes from a link, one comes from YouTube. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still actually just salivating to ask this though. The first thing you said though, I didn't even hear this in the presentation, is that someone that wants to work with you, they don't, obviously it's good if they do, but they do not need to come to you with, here are the keywords that I want to rank for.
You weren't paying attention.
I know, I must've been doing the chat or something, but you did bring it up in the chat. Like someone comes to you and they could pretty much, I guess, be a novice at this and just unsure. Yeah. I'm curious as to what the questions would be, because you would need to know things like to really craft a plan for them. You would obviously need to know, just thinking out loud, their budget.
Yes, we have.
What are some of the important questions there that are covered? Like when someone wants to work with you to intake, so you're in line with what their goals are.
A few competitors. Named by them. I mean, I want to see.
Right.
What do they think in terms of who are their competitors? A few keywords that they have in mind, if they do. A budget. I mean, I'm not asking for a budget because they maybe don't know exactly all the fees and stuff. I'm asking how many units, how many products would you be comfortable to giving away for ranking this product? A timeline. A platform, a marketplace, where do you want to do this? Because we cover several. And that would be about it. The most important thing is the competition.
Well, that's awesome. I definitely missed that in the presentation, but that's really good. And that gets asked of me a lot in the group. You know, I got this product. Well, what keywords do I go for?
What keywords?
Mm-hmm. And then they just come back to the group and they're like, Carlos, my PPC is not working. I'm not getting any clicks. And someone suggested that they go after like a term like fat burner, but they could only afford like $7 a day in ads. And I was like, no, that's, so like it's important to make sure that the goals are in line with, you know, what you can afford to give away, what you can afford to spend. That's awesome to hear that. Sorry, I missed it in the presentation.
I didn't have a screenshot or something because I cannot reveal anything, but I just mentioned it. Maybe that's why it got missed. Just one more thing to add here. So this that we do, we usually suggest, I don't know, depending on the products, maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe 25 keywords for especially designed for the ranking campaign. But we also have a more complex keyword, I don't know how to say, maybe keyword research, would be a good
competitor name. Keyword research, or like a keyword analysis?
A keyword analysis, maybe a keyword analysis, which is a separate thing, and you're going to receive like a huge Google Sheet with all your competitors, what are they doing, how are they performing, what are the most important keywords in your niche, and so on. Based on 20 competitors, we do this. So, it's a lot of...
Awesome. Do you often, or do you cover looking at, you know, someone that wants to work with you, the listing? Like, do you ever come across something that someone's like, okay, you know, I'm willing to give away this amount, and they answer all of your questions, they give you some keywords, but their listing is junk?
Yeah, I always tell them.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I would imagine if you just do these giveaways and... like there's no chance in hell that this thing's going to stick.
I always tell them some get offended, but most of them appreciate it.
Yeah, I get that a lot too.
Like if someone would have told me when I first started
the meetup group, that's like one of the more popular questions is someone comes up and I say, what do you think about my listing? And I'd be really soft about it. I'd sugarcoat things. No, I don't think. And then they'd come back thousands of dollars later in wasted ad spend, and they're just frustrated. I'm like, it probably would have been better just to be really harsh with them, not try to spare their feelings and save them the money. So that's what I do now.
Yes, and you know what else I've noticed? Even for those who don't believe you, if you tell them the truth, even those who say, okay, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and they go and start spending those money, at one point they're going to stop because they're going to remember what you told them.
Maybe he or she is right.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you couldn't bring up a slide because you obviously can't share that sort of data on the thing. But speaking of which, and something else I wanted to segue in here in this conversation, something I'm hoping soon that I'll have some data with AZ Rank that we can show. You've mentioned a few times, depending, you know, the person needs to tell you where they want to rank. So all the way up to you presenting at the meetup group this Saturday, I thought AZ Rank only helped people rank on Amazon. And that's obviously amazing. It's the lion's share of my revenues. I absolutely love Amazon, but there's two really sexy other spots that you guys rank at. Can you share, and I'm assuming there's only two more that I know of, like what are the other channels that AZ Rank will help you rank?
Yes, the other two sexy ones, and
you're
very right about this, is Walmart and Etsy.
Wow. Like, okay. So we missed something here. Either that or you're holding back on me, Alina. So you had a failed initial PL and that pivots into AZ Rank and now being a knowledgeable seller. Where does Walmart and Etsy come into this?
Walmart and Etsy came actually, to be very, very honest with you, this year. Yes,
I love very, very honest.
This year with the COVID thing. Walmart kept, I don't know, wherever you opened a newspaper or a news about e-commerce, there was Walmart, you know, like they're going to prepare with the, what's it called? The Walmart Plus, if I'm not mistaken.
And with FBA.
Yes, and the FBA and everything. And I've just started hearing a lot of sellers around me, Bradley included, talking about Walmart is going to be great. And I started receiving questions. Do you guys do ranking on Walmart? And say, okay. Again, very honest, I wasn't selling on Walmart at that point, 6 months ago, maybe, or more. So I started to look into it. I am currently selling, so between now and then, and it's going great for some products. It's just really unbelievable. You just put them there and they sell without doing anything.
With minus the volume of Amazon, but I've bought my products in the stores of Walmart and online for quite some time. And I feel like having your products in the stores gives you like a major boost online. Over the years that seemed to have waned a little bit. And now some products that are just that I just have on Walmart online, ranking would be great. I don't know where my major disconnect here was. I ran ads. I run ads myself. I run clients' ads on Walmart, but I don't know where this disconnect was in not thinking that there was a ranking component similar to Amazon for Walmart. What successes have you had as a company helping people or your own products on Walmart with the ranking services, and how much different is it between Amazon and Walmart?
Well, it's a lot easier on Walmart, first of all, because
I love it already.
It's a lot easier because the algorithm is not that complicated yet. I mean, you can just do search, find, buy, and links, super URL, I mean. I also tried for some of my products for sure, but I'm not sure if I don't remember on the spot if I did this for sellers too, the add to carts. And it's just amazing. If you put it there and you combine all three of this, or just two, add to carts with search, find, buy, or add to carts with links, it just goes like boom. Also, reviews are, of course, a lot easier to get. I'm not sure if I haven't decided that yet if people actually put that much value on the reviews on Walmart, because a lot of them are just mentioning products bought in the stores, you know, and they, so yeah, okay. I'm not sure about this one yet, but about ranking, we did great. We had products that went like from nowhere to page one to row one. We did with not that many. I don't know. I think the largest one.
How are you calculating this in advance, though? So if somebody comes to you and are like, look, I want to get to the top of page one on Walmart, there's no data.
There's no data, yeah. For Walmart, it's just estimated and good thinking.
That's like Wild Wild West Amazon. I love it.
Yes, like it was years ago. We just go, you know, from... Let's do three days. Let's see what happens. Let's do five more days and see what happens. Let's stop. It's enough. I've gotten to.
Yeah. I love that. I just, the good old days and well, not the good old days. They were harder, but you, Helium 10s really spoiled us as sellers. It's like every seller, you could be a seller of 2 weeks and you can now definitively say, well, if you want to rank to the top of page one, all you have to do is sell blank across blank amount of days or some variation of that. And you would know, but Walmart, I guess, is reminding me that it didn't always used to be that way.
Yeah. I remember those times where that year when this day, the search volume was first available, it was like, wow, what a miracle.
How about Etsy? Really quick on Etsy. I want to be
Etsy. Respectful of your time. Okay. Etsy does well. I really, really wanted to mention this on the presentation because even if we haven't done very, very many campaigns on Etsy, but what we've done, we did well. Ranking goes with search, find, buy, and or clicking on the sponsored ad if you have it on Etsy. It's what? Easy to do. There is no data, same right. as Walmart. We just go...
So you don't know of a tool that actually looks at some of these, because some of the products on Etsy will show you how many it's ever sold.
Yes. For Etsy, I'm actually working on it. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it by the end of the year, but in January for sure. For Etsy, there are some tools, but I haven't been able to analyze them exactly to see what data they give. There are more tools for Etsy than for Walmart. Just have to look into it and see if I can find like some kind of formula.
But the ranking process for both Walmart and Etsy boils down to an amount of giveaways that you can do in conjunction with a search, find, buy.
Correct.
Awesome news. Awesome to know. Alina, I definitely want to continue having you on this show. This has been my most exciting podcast episode on ranking, or my only podcast episode on ranking to date. And we really didn't get too deep into the weeds on, you know, why a search find buy works and the power of this URL over that URL. I feel like there's a lot of episodes in the podcast world already like that, but I definitely want to, you know, go through some of that with you in another episode. To be respectful of your time, though, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share something with the listeners that perhaps we hadn't gone over, and also give you an opportunity so that people know how best to reach out to you.
Okay. You know, starting with the first one, something like a 30-second tip or something like that.
Sure. You got it.
For the listeners. What I would think they need to keep in mind, maybe not focus, but keep in mind when thinking about ranking, no matter how they do it, even with us or with PPC or Facebook ads or whatever, is diversity. Don't do just one thing. Don't do just one PPC. Don't do just search, find, buy. You have to mix things. Now, this is the way it works now. Maybe next December is going to be different, even though I doubt it. But this is the way things go on Amazon right now.
So mix it up, send a lot of signals.
Yes.
And keep it interesting. Don't bore Amazon's algorithm.
Yes.
I love it. And how best for people to reach out to you?
They can reach out to us on the website, azrank.com, A-Z. So it's A for alphabet, Z for zebra, because a lot of people understand
A, A for Amazon.
A for Amazon, sorry.
Yeah, we can't do Apple. We got to do Amazon. I got to call you Amazon. There.
Okay. A for Amazon, Z for zebra, and rank.com. They can find me on Instagram with my name, Alina Vlaik, or on Facebook, the same. Just connect no matter where.
Alina, are you in our Telegram chat?
Yours?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're also there. Anybody that wants to ask any questions there, which you can find our Amazon seller group chat on Telegram at amazongroupchat.com. You also mentioned that if anyone uses the code WIZARDS10, yes, that's Wizards with an S, WIZARDS10, WIZARDS10 can get a 10% discount on your services.
Yes.
Very
just
generous.
Mention the code when you reach out to us, and we'll make sure.
Awesome stuff. So they can just contact you from the website.
Yes, of course.
Cool. I love it. Before I let you escape from the show, this has been an awesome one. I want to ask you the question I ask all of the guests on this episode, on this show, rather, and that is, I'm an avid reader, and I love to know what books have made an impact in the guests on this show's lives. It does not have to be a business book, by the way. We had somebody mention Harry Potter in another one. So what is your favorite book and why?
I'm going to name it as the book which had the most impact so far.
Okay.
Because it's a business book. So I'm not sure it's my favorite, but it's my favorite from this point of view. And it's called Traction by Gino Wickman. And I find it extremely important for business, for entrepreneurs actually. And it's very helpful in structuring your business and making you think of so many things that you need other people to do in order for your business to move forward.
Yeah, I give my blessing on that book for sure. I've read it. I think I've read it twice, or I read it once and I listened to it once. It was a great book.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Alina, thank you so much for your time. Having you back on the show soon. I look forward to COVID going away and having you as a guest speaker on Online Seller Cruise, and definitely in 2021, having you back to present at for the Amazon Seller Meetup Group. Huge honor to have you on the show. Thank you very, very much. And
it was my pleasure. And thank you for inviting me and for having me, and looking forward to everything that you said. Make it happen.
Absolutely. We'll talk to everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye.
Liked what you heard and want to stay connected? Join our Facebook group or find me anywhere on social media at Wizards of Amazon, or text the word Amazon to 69922.